One of the concepts that I've talked about, first of all, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. One of the concepts I've often talked about is the concept that is sometimes called magical thinking, where, you know, you basically don't accept the way something is or isn't in the universe or world around you. You simply think it is the way you want it to be. It is simpler than actually accepting the truth sometimes, but the reality of it is also very, very disruptive, because if you are forced through circumstance, people, or whatever reason, to accept what you previously rejected as the truth, there's a certain amount of angst and anguish that comes with that. So as I watch the ever-exploding and growing amounts of magical thinking going on right now, I get a little worried. But part of this is I grew up in the house of scientists, and for me, everything's about what you can prove and what you can disprove. That's really what science is the act of disproving, right? Somebody puts forth a hypothesis, a few people test the hypothesis, it can't be disproven, so it becomes a theory, and then people work to disprove the theory. And if, by the way, someone disproves the theory, then it's no longer a theory, it goes away, and we move on to the next one. The problem I'm seeing right now is there's a lot of magical thinking, which can't be dismissed by logic and facts. Magical thinking requires magical erasure or a magic eraser, some kind of magical power that goes inside the person's head and takes it out. And so this magical thinking problem continues to grow, because magical thinking doesn't go away. If we think about things as if we were a scientist, the reality of us being a scientist or taking a scientific view of the universe, we begin this concept of understanding the facts. I know I have beaten the concept of an intelligence-driven internet veracity engine to death, probably, but the reality is it's something we have to consider. The problem we have, the reality we have in the world today, is that this magical thinking is beginning to slowly but surely take over. One of the things that I've considered, evaluated, looked at, you know, talked about, is that very kind of thinking. It's, you know, it can be perpetuated accidentally, and it can be perpetuated, you know, in ways that people don't necessarily mean to perpetuate the problem. One of the things that always makes me nervous is when somebody says, "I'm open-minded." Because open-minded means 20 different things to 20 different people. It doesn't mean the same thing to every single person. When I say I'm open-minded, that means I'm open to persuasion. Somebody else says it, that means that they are open to listen. A third person says it, it means that they are open to not punching you while you are talking, right? I mean, open-minded, it means different things to different people. And it's an unfortunate reality that people don't have one core or common definition of what that means. I will tell you, after my many years on this planet now, when someone says they're open-minded, I stop talking to them. I'll talk to them about other things, but when someone says on a topic, I'm open-minded, I walk away. Because the end game, the end state, the reality of that statement is they aren't open-minded. They're simply looking for the argument that further validates what they're thinking, that magical thinking that says, oh, I'm open-minded. But you really aren't, because in order to be open-minded, you at least have to have the willingness to listen. And these people usually don't have the willingness to listen. You know the conversation, you know the people, because you talk to them. And as you are talking, that person is literally formatting the argument against you in their head. They're not listening to you, they're arguing with you. And when they are arguing with you, they're actually doing it in their head before you speak, which means they can't hear you. And so as we move down this path of more and more magical thinking floating around the world, I'm wondering what the end game will be. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my new weekly podcast. Thanks for listening.